This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, one more reason for trying to get a good night's sleep. Now, how long that is can depend on the individual. However, a recent study says less than 6 hours a night can lead to cancer or early death for someone middle-aged or older with existing high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or heart disease. Cardiologist Dr. Srinivas Gudimetla of Texas Health Fort Worth talks with me about this.
First of all, we know that the autonomic nervous system, sort of your fight or flight response, actually is higher in sleep-deprived patients. Anytime you have adrenaline activity that increases your heart rate, increases your blood pressure, it also increases the workload of the heart. And along with that, when you increase blood pressure, you increase the risk of cardiovascular event. That's one factor that is involved. The other things that could happen is you can actually have increased blood sugars with sleep deprivation. You get an impairment in the metabolism of glucose, for instance. It is also believed that at the level of the blood vessel wall, you can have higher inflammation, which causes increased plaque buildup, which results in an increased risk of cardiovascular events. So there's a number of factors that go into play when you're not getting enough sleep.
Which then makes me wonder, what exactly does sleep do for our bodies?
Rest, first of all, improves brain health to be much more sharper in your thinking. It improves your energy levels. One of the things that is true is that when people sleep, their heart rates are much lower. Mm-hmm. So the heart actually is rested. And in fact, when we treat people with cardiovascular disease, in particular heart attack victims, we put people on medications to actually lower their heart rates, which actually lowers the workload of the heart.
So with sleep deprivation, it's like you're overworking the body then.
That is correct.
This study sleep tested 16,000 people between 20 and 74 and tracked their health for 20 years. Now, there have been plenty of studies touting the importance of getting enough sleep, like 8 hours or more. What was the need for this particular study?
It's different in that patients actually were sleep tested. In previous studies, the data was self-reported, so the data may be, in fact, inaccurate. Another fact is that a lot of the other studies included patients with a sleep disorder called obstructive sleep apnea, which now is very well known to be an independent cardiovascular risk factor in terms of increasing risk of disease, increasing risk of arrhythmias. In this study, they excluded those individuals so that they can focus strictly on sleep alone as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease so that you don't have other independent risks confounding the data.
So then what should we take from this study in terms of recommended action?
One of the things we all value is control. This is yet another risk factor for cardiovascular disease that we actually can control and we actually can modify by taking better care of ourselves in terms of diet, exercise, just your overall physical and emotional health. And sleep is yet another factor in this that I think we all need to pay attention to take better care of ourselves.
Are there recommendations for getting better sleep?
There's been a lot of talk and different people have different ideas. I mean, keep the temperature in the room a little bit lower. Try to avoid using your smartphone in the bed. In fact, a lot of people recommend they put your smartphone or other devices in the other room to improve your ability to sleep longer hours. I think it's a challenge, certainly, in our population here in the United States, you know, with the high number of hours that we work and all our other responsibilities to get good sleep. But at the end of the day, if you don't get good sleep, it's going to catch up to all of us, and we're going to pay the price.
Dr. Gudimetla, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.